Okay, so that's Lamed Aleph and the Beis. Lamed Aleph. Let's start from the Gemara with the Ish where we left off. Okay, let's see how far we can get. Ahitasa. Let's start again from there. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 lines from the bottom. There's a woman that has had a star, and the star in the she had in her hand said that so and so owes money. Loive borrowed money, so she had the star. The only way the borrower can collect the money was with the star, and she has the star in his possession. She goes and says, she says,
Yudana Beva Hashtar.
Only collect was the star, and she goes and she says, Yudana Beva Hashtar depart to Priya Hava. I have the star, and I know the star is paid. So therefore, the star already is. Therefore, the only way he can collect is with the star. And guess what? I'm telling you, the star is paid. So the Gemara says, Hemne Rav Nachman said, we believe her, and the star is paid, and the lender, the borrower cannot use the star to collect.
Cannot use
the star, because she says the star is paid.
The borrower wants it to be paid.
Right. So the lender says, therefore, this potter. Amalei Rav Nachman Kaman, who says, Karevi. The word oisios is a very fancy word for a star. A star is a collection of letters. So oisios niknos b'misura, that when the lender gave this isha the star, he gave it to her, and he said to her, you're going to be in charge. You're going to be the one that's going to hold on to the star. So when you give it to him, when you hand him a piece of paper that's oisios, the one that has in their possession the star is the owner. They have a bailus. And that bailus extends to the point where she can make a statement and say that it's paid.
She has no negius, apparently.
What?
There's no negius that she has. She has no incentive either way.
Correct.
Because if she would have negius either way, correct. It would be a potential issue.
Correct. But it's powerful because since she has possession, she has bailus. So if you have a ray, look at Rashi. Rashi.
Even though it was not a meicher, it was given.
Right. Just give you an example. When you transfer, you have a right to collect. If you have a right to collect, you want to sell it to someone else. How do you transfer that star? If I have a right to collect, do this all the time. Insurance companies. So they go and they transfer the obligations to other insurance companies
right.
at a discount price. Because who says the claim is going to have to be made? So if you have a star and you want to go give a star to someone else, so how does the other person acquire the star? Do you need another star? A star on the star? You need kesef? You need chazok? What do you need in order to acquire ownership of a star? All you need is mesirah to hand it over. So therefore Rashi says, the Zelba Zach is over here. When this Malva gave the Isha the star, giving the star to her, she becomes a baal, an owner in the star. Lamai nafgamina. If she now wants to make a statement and say the star is paid, we believe her. Amalei, no, it's not a raya. BMS, I'll tell you, when you want to give a star to someone else, you're not going to miss you. Shani Hocha, the Ibaya Kalse is nothing to do with it. It's nothing with an amigo. BMS, a woman, has no power. Just because you have a piece of paper in your hand and you miss you, it's nothing. The only reason why she can say that it's is because of amigo, because if you don't believe it, it's paid, I'll destroy it, I'll go burn it.
Would it be any different if it
would have
been a man
who had the star? No difference. Did not believe her. But she can destroy it. So the Gemara says, no, she can't destroy it. Because once it's already, it's chazi. In other words, what happened here was, the Maya Shokhaya was, there's more to the story. She brings it to Beis Din. At some point in time, it was brought to Beis Din, maybe a year ago, maybe a month ago, and they validated the signatures. So once the Beis Din validated the signatures, it's already there's a court record.
But the issue over here is not to validate the star. The issue is whether it was paid or not.
It doesn't matter if the star is present. If a star is present, you have a right to collect. If it's paid, it has to be destroyed. It has to be a receipt. No one is bringing a receipt. If there's no receipt, you don't go assume there's a receipt. Since over here, this star already was validated in court, it's as if there is a court record that there is such
right.
a star.
Unless there's a receipt. No, right.
And therefore, the woman cannot say, the woman can burn it. Even if she will burn it, so what? There's already a court record that there is a star.
Right.
And that's equivalent to the star. If you go and you'll see that Isis, Nicholas, Ben Messira, she has a bailus on the star, And even though there's a court record, she has the power to declare that the shtar has been paid.
The whole case doesn't really gel in my mind. I can't understand what was she doing for. Why would she have? Why would the lender give her the shtar? Just the whole idea, the whole mitzvah. So what happened?
Why not? You're a safekeeping. The other guy's a shemazel.
Safekeeper.
Yeah, safekeeping.
Hold on to it.
The other guy's a shemazel. So therefore, you want it to be. You want the safekeeping.
And then now she's responsible now to say what happened. How would she know? If he gave the safekeeping, how would she know that what happened, whether it was paid or not paid?
That's the thing that they believe. That's exactly the point, that since she is responsible.
Is she a witness? Is she witnessing that it was paid? Did she see it?
Yeah, to some degree. Yeah, to some degree. Since she is trusted to go and to hold on to the shtar, anything that she will see in the future in relation to this event, if the shtar is paid, she can testify and she has the power to testify. In fact, you are Esvei, Rava or Rav Nachman in the Kasha. So you tell me she's not believed. That she is not believed
because the second opinion.
Because we hold that Oisiois are not Niknas B'Mesira. And there's a Shtabez, there is a Kim Henbek. Eisir or Rav Nachman, Simfon Sheyeshul of Edmir. A Simfon is a receipt. A receipt, and they're witnesses. Yiskayim B'Chaisma.
You validate
when the signatures, and Mimela it's paid. Ein love Eidim, V'yotza mitach haside shalish. There are no witnesses, and the third party has the receipt. Oy shiyotza achar chisam shtaris, or it's written on the bottom of the star. So it's not. So ein love Eidim. So then if there are no witnesses on the star, so then if it's yotza mitach haside shalish. If a third party has the receipt, even though the receipt has no witnesses, it's written on the bottom of the star, kosher. So what do we see from this halacha? Indeed, it's a kosher of Nachman. Going back to the case of the Mishnah, that witnesses, you have a din Torah, and now you want to come to court and you want to make a claim in the court and say that I have another right. I want to undo the din. Bezen Paskin's Chayif, I have a raya to say I'm potter. La'oila may be raya of a soyser. You can always bring raya to a soyser actually yistatem ta'inoysev until you have nothing more to say. There's no statute of limitations.
Even after Pesachdin.
Until you have nothing more to claim.
What Rav Shimon Leal said, wasn't Rav Shimon Leal's shita?
Rav Shimon Leal, exactly what he says. You always have a right. You always have a right to go in and do it.
So why are we bringing Rav Yochanan now?
Oh, same idea. Saying the same thing. The other maybe rise with soyser at sheyistatim sheyistatim ta'anaisa v'yoymar kiriv uploni uploni v'y. Now then the Gemara's mission is soyser itself. The bride says v'yoymar or. Kirvu ploni uploni vheiduni, or now this means is that until the person bezens gets a sense that it's corruption. In other words, they're deliberating back and forth, and the guy is losing. And the very end, the guy's okay. Gets on his cell phone. Can you do me a favor? Come to court and testify for me. Why didn't you call these two witnesses in the beginning? Why did you waste our time over here with deliberating for 10 days and then all of a sudden you come to the very, very end? Obviously, these are
fakers. Just jog my memory.
Obviously, so since over here you're waiting for the very, very last and you call the very last, and obviously you're phony and these are false witnesses, so therefore you have a race, so therefore you are suspect, therefore Mikan Lahabo, we're not going to believe you anymore. So I have a contradiction. First, Hakuf Kosh, all my friends go say Yistate and Tanaisim, and then that's Mashma Asan Rabban according to the Rabbanon. Or as this one according to our bond, that means that you have nothing more to say. You're finished. So she sometimes means, so there is a statute of limitations. Right. She sometimes means you have any claim. So we ask you, until you get to a point where you have nothing more to say, you cannot come back according to the Rabbanon a week later and say I have a new time. No. Did you present every single tiny yes? So you already reached the madrega of sheyistatem ta'anoisa. You finished. Oh, then v'hado amarta. Only kirvu ish ploni vehi duni. Then it says
only in that case,
which is mashma. If not for that corruption, you can go and you can be witnesses forever and ever. Asahan l'rabban shemangam liel. Maybe the entire brisa from beginning to explain. My, what does it mean? Actually, yistatim tanaisa. It means only in the extreme case. Actually, I'm not kuvu plami plami liheiduni. But let's say you don't say these words, then according to Shmuel, you can be tanaisa ever and ever. The Gemara says it's not a pshat because va'omar rabba b'parchanam yachonim kol makom shoshana rishim gamliel b'mishnah senu halacha kimaisai chutz mi erev. It's Sidon, very accurate. Except the case of an Arav Kablon, Arif, an Arav Kablon, you can go into Shemulu, you can collect from the Arav Kablon. Right. So we don't pass, like, you cannot collect. Sidon is the get a kosher, get if the woman demands, I want my talus back. And you don't have the talus, so you have to pay money. So according to Shimon Gamliel, it's a good get.
No,
and she gives, we don't pass like that. But Raya Achrayna in the Mishnah, in the indication of the Mishnah, that we don't pass.
Therefore, it can't be that the Perusha comes from Maybe Raya Vesay said,
period. We're changing the Girsa, basically. Like the Shita, and V'yom Rulo, and then he makes all the possible claims. Then the Yomelo, the Bezin, says to him, Havi Edim, bring witnesses. The Oimer, Ein Li Edim, I do not have witnesses. Havi Raya, Vaimer Ein Li Raya, Avl Bahu Edim, Medina Sayam. So that is like the Rabbana. Because according to the Shimon Galil, even in this case, you can bring Rasa. We're changing the Gersa. We're not discussing the case where you go and you say, oh, Kirvu Ploni Ploni. Kirvu Ploni Ploni, that's Shimon Galil. So we're deleting that from the text. It's not kirvu ploni ploni. The case is where the bezin says, "Do you have witnesses?" And he says, "No, no, no, no." So in that case, the halacha is going to be, it's too little, too late. Until you can't do this at the rabbi, not like Arshim and Liel. Avol bo edim yivdinas hayam oyishachayitza. This diskaya shel aviv mufkedes biyad acher. But let's say unexpected witnesses come from dinas hayam, or you find the sack of shtaros. Then even the Rabbanan will admit in this case, Hareza, maybe Rayu Vesayser, because that's unusual.
So Kirva Plenty Plenty would not be.
We're deleting that. We're deleting that. And instead of Kirva Plenty Plenty, the case of Rishkong, where the Bezin says to the person, do you have witness? And he says, no, I do not.
Right.
So that's the Rabbanan, that's not Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Vaitami Gomar. Kiyos Rabdim Yam Yachnan, Hatoykev Shabbadin Halacha. The person says, I want to go to the entire. Echadim, so where are we going to go? Should we go to the RCA? Or should we go to the Agudas Rabbanan? So, Echad Oimer Nidan Kan, V'Echad Oimer, no, Nilch Lokam Havad, let's go to the Lokam Havad, let's go to Eretz Yisrael. Kaif Nosav Nilch Lokam Havad, so we force him to go to the Lokam Havad, we go to Eretz Yisrael, we go to the place where the Vav, where all the big Rabbanim are. Alma Lefana, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi, me, Shenoyshe, Bechavei, we have a rule in the Brahisa, me, Shenoyshe, you have a claim, Mesh means you have a claim, Bechavei, Rimane, Yoitzi, Mona, Mone, I owe you. I'm making a claim against you for $100. And you say, okay, you want to get, we're going to Eretz Yisrael.
It costs more money to get there.
It costs $1,000 to get there. So it's ridiculous. You yoitzi money on money. El, a covenant of the done be iroi, no. Memela, you want to make a claim for me, we're going over local. I'm not going to go spend $100. You can't demand
for me. So they're going to analyze it. If TAC gets a larger amount, then they could force
maybe,
it.
Maybe. We'll the more TAC says it. But the going case where it costs money, nechanami, you go local. Idmar Nami, Amar Safra, Shnayim Shenis Atzmu Bidin, they're fighting. The Eitzim, they're fighting in the Din. Echad one says Nidon Khan, Echad one says Nidon Mavad. Khaif Nesav Adon Biro, no, you stay local because it's not fair to go and tell a person you owe me $1,000. Okay, so we go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to go spend now $1,000 to give $100. V'im Hutrach Dover Lishol. Now let's say they go local and the local bezin says, we don't know the answer. So they send a telegram to Eretz Yisrael. Kaisen, they write for Shulchan, they send a Shaila to Eretz Yisrael. V'im Omar Kisvu Tnu Li Me'ezetam Dan Tnu Halacha. Let's say the regular court case. And Bezin Paskin's Chayif. The litigant, the unbelievable Gemara, has a right to demand from the judges, I want to know the lamdas. I want to know the reason. I want you to write down the reason. I want a record so I can go to a higher court and have overturned appeals.
So it seems like not in every case, not in every court?
Every case. So you see that this concept of going for an appeal, you see, everything is, emerging that exists in Din Torah. I want an appeal. I want the lamdas. I want to understand the lamdas. And if I'm going to go to a higher court.
It's interesting, as we talked about before, not exposing who said what. In the psak din, here you see that you could expose them.
Case with the lima is the time. Dantuni kaisim nice law you give. new halacha. And the last halacha of the Mishnah is La Yavama Hilechas Achar Hayavam Le'etera.
Wow.
A Yavama has to go to the Yavam. So the Yavam, she's the one that needs to be she's the one that needs to be released from her status.
She has a Zika. It's her Zika issue.
So she has to follow the Yavam. She has to go to his court. Ad Kama, how far do you have to travel? How far does the Yavam have to go to the Yavam? Maybe we should make the Yavam come to the Yavama. Amarami, Afilu Mitveri, Tziporim from Tveri is in Chutz Yaretz, and Tziporim is in Eretz Yisrael. You have to travel all the way to Eretz Yisrael. They're both. Tveri, where's Tveri? Tveri is also in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So between Tveri, even though Tveri is a very old city, it's a very large city. You have to go to a shtetl. Tziporim was smaller relative to the Tveri. You have to go no matter where. You have to go from a large city to a small city. What's the makar that the Yavama has to go to the Yavama? It says they'll call to him the Zigne Iroi, his city. Veloy Zigne Iroi, not her city. So that's the makar that the Yavama has to go to the Yavama. Amra Meimar, Hilchasa Haripa Halach is Kaifin Aiso, V'yel Magmavad. Halach is no. Indeed, we force him. He's coming to Paschim, Pumfaka from the Gemara says. That we force the person to go to the Beis Havad. I want to go to the local Beis. I want to go to the higher court. And therefore, we're going to have to travel. You have to spend $1,000 to get there. In a Hanami, we're going to go to the higher court.
He'll say, here's $100. Have a nice day. I'm out of here.
That's right, exactly. Amulei, Rav Ashla, Meimah, Baha, Amar, Rav Elazar, Kaifin, Esav, Adonim. But we just said, Beferish, that you dumb you. It's ridiculous. There's $1,000 to go for a $100 case. The Gemara says, you're right. In a Hanami, Lehecha, Dekamulei, Loiva, Lamalve. That's only where the loiva says to Malve, the loiva of the bar says, okay, you want me $100? We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm anyway going for Yom to Eretz Yisrael, so I'm going to be there. So if you also have to come, you spend $1,000, I'm going to be there anyway. So for me, it's not a loss. For you, it's a loss. So you spend $1,000 to make a claim of $100. It's ridiculous. Avul Malve. But let's say the Malve says to the loiva, listen, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael anyway.
Right.
You have to come for the $100.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? Avul Malve. Ever loyvel ish malve. Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting with the pasuk. So we're making a drasha for that pasuk.
It's saying in the halacha when the malve wants to go to a higher court, and that's going to cause the loyve to go and spend money to get that. Yeah, I don't know exact details. Where do you draw the line? The example given here is $1,000, $100. I don't know if that's mamish the case. Not, but I guess where there's a tear for your
seder. This is only when there's legs to the case. There's chaver tefiyah leloy kol basis letefiyah in kaivus and into lotzis mekoy meklal.
There has to be some kind of situation.
This
a beautiful gemara. Le kibar basia. What a nusach. I think we should write all these very nice nuschois. I have a whole collection of nice nuschois of the Gemara's expressions. It's one of them. But the ziv le kibar basi, the one whose ziv, his shine, is like the son of Basia.
Splendor.
Who's Basia? Basia is Moshe's mother, the one who raised Moshe Rabbeinu. Kibar Basia, the daughter of Basia. I have a friend. He named his child. He named his daughter Basia.
No.
Basirus. So we're talking about the names of someone. The only place in everyone called it's a popular name, Basia, right?
Batya.
But in Tanakh, nowhere in Tanakh does it say Basia. It's Bisya. The only place where this nikud is in Divrei Hayamim, and there it says Bisya. So this rabbi, he asked, well, why do people call, why is the Minhag HaOlam to call the girl Batya? Basia. When nowhere in Tanakh is there Batya, the only place we have the word in the Gans Tanakh is Bisya. Halidava? Okay, right. Lidazivle, the one whose appearance.
Sarachian.
Lidazivle Kibar, the son of Basia. So he gave him a very big Mar Ukva, that you shine like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukva is Akiva. And Akiva and Moshe, Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe saw Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe saw Rabbi Akiva. Why give me the Torah? Give the Torah. So what Hashem say
crowns,
to him?
The crowns.
So what Hashem says? Hashem says, look, listen to Rabbi Akiva. He's darshening the ksarim, the tagim.
Right.
What are the tagim? The tagim is the orponim of the letters. I want to say sure. The tagim represents the cluster upon it, represents the ziv. So I just can't help but notice over here, Mar Ukva is related to Akiva, even though it's not Rabbi Akiva here, And he's telling him, called the ziv like Basya, the one, you have the ziv of Bas Basya. Moshe Rabbeinu, the kesarim of the Oisiyos, Hashem was time some of the Oisiyos, and Rabbi Kiva was dashing them, and the kesarim is the ziv.
Fine.
Good? Good word?
Where are they?
Shalem, shalom. Peace to you. Ukvan Habavli, Kovel Kadmoi. He said to him that Ukvan is also a different person's name. Okay? Shalom Lamar, Ukvan Kababli. This man, Ukvan, the Babylonian, Kavali complained, Kadmon, he has complained before me. He's coming to me, he's badgering me. And what his complaint? His complaint is that Yirmiya Achi, Yirmiya, my brother, Hevir Olai, Esaderech, Yirmiya, my brother, has caused me, made trouble for me. It's another expression, a Nai expression. You have to add this to our collection. I'm not joking, I'm making a collection over here. I write things down. He has, Hevir Olai, Esaderech, he has caused me trouble. He's made a lot of trouble for me. The Amulo, and they said to him, Hasiu, the Amulo, they said to Marokva, Hasiuhu, I want you to influence him, the Yire Ponein Bitferia. Send him to me.
Show his face.
I want you to tell him to come to Eretz Yisrael. I want to judge him. I want you to go and speak to this man, Yirmiya, who has causing my friend Marokva trouble. Who's causing my friend Ukvan trouble. And I want you to tell Yirmiya he should come to Eretz Yisrael and appear before the grand court. Oh, Stira. So now, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to go force a person to go? To go? Are you allowed to go force? So they have to say, Haguf, and the Gemara is in the Nusach, is a little problem. Haguf, Kasha. Amarta. First, he said, Amrullah, they said to him, Alma Dainu Atun. Now, the words Amrullah. Okay, we don't know the nuance of expression, how these things work, but the Nusach, Amrullah has a connotation that he was telling him, you judge him. Don't go send him to me. Judge him in Bavel. I'm sending you a message. I'm sending you a letter from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. There's a guy, Yirmiya. He's there. Do me a toiva. Take him to court and go and listen to him. Hear him out and judge him. Alma, Dainu. I tell him, you should judge him. Then he says the Nusach, Hasi'uhu. Hasi'u means influence him to lift himself up. The Yireh Poneinu B'Tveria, and he should see and he should appear before us in Tveria. So Alma, so the word Hasi'uhu and Yireh Poneinu B'Tveria Alma Shadruhu Hocha, that means send him here to Eretz Yisrael. So you have a Stira. So what is it? Should they judge him in Babel or should come to Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, El Hachika Amri, the Gemara says, so we have a Stira. And for the Gemara, El Hachika Amri, Hachika Amri. Amru Lei, Dainu Aton, B'Emes says, judge him in Babel. Judge him there. Itzayis soyis. If he'll listen, gezunta he'll listen. If he doesn't want to listen, then chasiu let him go and influence him. V'yirah ponei b'tveria, let him come to Tveria. Good. Avashi Amar, new answer. A nai answer. Dinei kenoses hava. No. When it says amrulo, he doesn't mean they should judge him there. Tell him he must come to us. Oh, but didn't we learn that you don't have to go? You don't necessarily have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Dinei kenoses. It's a betim smuchim. And the only place where this bezin smuchim this time was Eretz Yisrael. Melo bavul loydayin dinei kenoses. Why didn't the nusach of Amrulai? The nusach of Amrulai has a connotation that you should judge him, but you can't judge him. Look at the Gemara, Marid Yisai, Derech Eretz. You have to talk to them with Derech Eretz. You have to give them the kavod. The lachla kavod le marukva, to give kavod to marukva. You see, nice words, and the parak is give kavod. Derech Eretz, that's why he spilled him. Hajlach zeborer, hajlach zeborer, hajlach zeborer. Hajlach zeborer. Next, that's what today's daf. Today's daf is. But you have to have both things. You have disha, place and location, and hakira. You have to know exactly, was the guy wearing a red shirt, a white shirt, a blue shirt? Was he a charedi? Was he a tzioni? Was he a mizrahi? Was he a chiloni? You got to know exactly who you're dealing with. Shenemar nishbat echad yilchem. One mishpat.
Mishpat mavis and mishpat mamon.
Both things. Ma ben dinim manas dinik nefashas. Now a long list. Dinim manas b'shloshi nitzri. Din nefashas b'eshem b'shloshi 23. Dinim manas parechasim ben l'schus b'nchav. You can start off with the zechus for good or for bad. You have a choice.
Either the fence or the
prosecutor. Dinim nefashas. Parechasim l'schus. You start off l'schus. You don't start l'chayv. You have to start off to free the person from death, not to do harm. You can tell l'chayv. You have a majority even for good from being l'chayv. One, the majority of the physical is well, please shine the chayva. Then in mimayna is machazidin. You can change them. You can reverse the psak. Bein the sfos, bein the chayva.
I can have a tail, hung jury. I think if one person, if they're unanimous, it's a hung jury. Is one person, right? Right.
Happens all the time. Dine mimayna is machazidin bein the sfos, bein the chayva. You can change the psak. You can change your mind. Dine nefasha is machazidin the sfos. If the person is innocent, there is no such thing as having him come back into court and being declared guilty.
It's called double jeopardy.
Why double jeopardy?
Double jeopardy is retrying the person of the same crime, really.
Once what he says is when it comes to the money, everyone can give a schus, even at a talent student. Even the guy in the audience, still in the audience. Can you imagine you go to a court case? Can you imagine you go to court? It's not unless the attorney is not like this. You have a jury and you have a judge. Mm-hmm. Can people in the audience, can they go speak up and say, oh, maybe there's a no such thing in the secular law? But in Jewish law, you come into the audience,
right.
People in the audience can go and they can say, S'chus. Hakol, melamdim, S'chus, v'choiva, and choiva. But din in the first place, Hakol, melamdim, S'chus. But the ain, Hakol, melamdim, choiva, no one can say something bad. Din in the first choiva, the one, if a person goes and gives a suggestion why he should be guilty, by din in the first he can change his mind, he can give a reason why he should be innocent. Melamed zuchos, Melamed zuchos, Melamed chayva. Dinim nefashayis, Hamelamed chayva, Melamed zuchos, Hamelamed avol, Hamelamed chayiv zuchos. For the person, because in dinim nefashayis, if a person is Melamed zuchos, ein yachol lachzor umelamed chayva. You can't go change Melamed chayva. Dinim emaynayis, danim b'yayim, v'goyimim b'layla. You can consider the night. Dinim nefashayis, danim b'yayim, v'goyimim b'yayim only by day. Why not? Because night time is not as man as Gzeres HaKosef. Din in the Fasha is you cannot do it at night.
Gzeres HaKosef, but not by Din in the Fasha.
A day. So in the mail, you have to go and you have to have a halonis hadin. You have to wait until the next morning. You have to think about it. Overnight, maybe a svar will come into your mind.
But that's not the point. But maybe a svar will come into your mind. The point is you didn't finish today.
You didn't finish today. Yeah. You're not passing that night. Din in the Fasha is going to be done. Din in the Fasha is going to be done. Din in the Fasha is going to be done. Din in the Fasha is going to be done. You can include by day, bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. Din in the fasha is going by b'yom l'schus, v'yom shal achav l'chayva. Now, even when it comes to din in the fasha, even let's say it's before shkia, and they want to go paskin that he is innocent, gezun to hate. But if they want to paskin that he's chayiv, even though they're ready, they've gone through all the deliberations, they're ready to paskin that he's going to be chayiv, you're not allowed. You have to wait until the morning, you have to get out of the schus, that's the time of it. You have to wait until the next morning, because maybe overnight you're going to think of a good reason. Lefichach b'meil wasn't.
What's the one I'm saying? By the first going by yom
l'schus. If they start deliberations early in the morning and they come out at 12 o'clock, this guy is guilty.
12 o'clock.
This
guy. 12 o'clock at night. 12 o'clock.
No, by day. Right. They start 9 o'clock, and by 12 o'clock they decide this guy is innocent. There's no reason.
They wait.
No, by zuchus immediately.
Right.
Zuchus. They start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And at 12 in the afternoon, they already see.
All sides have presented their case.
They present the judge deliberated. The judges say the guy is innocent. So right away, they pass him to take the gavel. They pass him innocent. But let's say at 12 o'clock, they say this guy is a dead man.
Right.
Okay, so they say even though it's 12 o'clock, we're ready to pass him. Nope, we're not allowed to. We have to wait until tomorrow morning because that's halach. We have to wait even though we have decided in our minds that he was guilty. We have to wait until tomorrow morning because maybe I was close.
You can't wait till the next day.
You can't go and task an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov.
Too long.
Because if we're going to the judge on Erev Shabbos, we can't task it on Shabbos.
Bezin
does not sit on Shabbos. So you have to wait until Sunday. So you're going to ruin the guy Shabbos.
In the
Adin of Shabbos. Okay? Ain't done Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov.
Amazing. I'm terribly concerned about this guy here.
It's a very interesting, it comes to sensitivity with a shidduchim. A boy decides he doesn't want the girl, or the girl doesn't want the boy. I don't want to break it to him now. I'll break it to him after Shabbos. After, you know, you go on a date Thursday night, the shatan calls up, and it's anew, you had a date, it's 12 o'clock at night, so tell me, do you want yes or no? So the boy, the girl, they don't want.
Right.
So I don't want to break her heart. I'll tell you after Shabbos. Ini hadin, the whole life is ini hadin. Doctors, everything, mamish, this gemara is mamish a pelle because the whole world doesn't work like this. Because you have to wait until after Lebe Avin, you have to wait until after Shabbos and Yadif. Nu alacha, dinim mevaynois, and hatameois, the atahorois, Maschil min hagadol. You start. Who gives the first? Who's the one that says the first svara? Who gets the first opportunity to speak up? It's the greatest dayan.
Thomas Sanhedrin.
Yeah, the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin. When they go.
So Thomas and Tyrus came before Sanhedrin. I go, wow.
Yeah, we're dealing with the Shiloh, the Tommy, the Tar, the Shiloh here is a Shiloh, a Suffolk. Is this I am Tommy Tar? So Maschil min hagadol, the first one to make a suggestion is going to be the greatest member of the court. Dinei nefashos.
Why? But then the youngest ones won't want to contradict him.
Why are we concerned about that? The middle one, because minatzat. That's what it was. What does the Rashi say?
Katnei.
You start minatzat minatanim. Ah, inachanan. Minatzat does not mean the middle. It means from the.
Why should you be concerned about the same thing? The other ones won't want to contradict. That seems to be the reason.
No, the katanim. If a person is a junior member of the court.
So they won't want to be mechalik on the words.
They will want to be mechalik. They don't care.
But by dinin nefarshus, they won't care. Right. But what's about the tamayas and taras and dinin mamas? Why over there do we start with the oldest? The greatest.
So why there do we start with the oldest?
Look, the greatest.
Because there, let's see. Rashi in ba'adam lishal al davar taras the masam and gadol shaylam tchilu gadol shavdayan mahu oimer b'davar. I guess it's covet. You give covet to the gadol shavdayanim, and. I don't know. So why they'll be afraid to contradict? Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. You have to look in the farshim. I don't know the answer. But when it comes to dealing with the farshim, the life is on the line. It's not just money. Then we start with the tzad min hakatan. Hakol kesherim lo don dinim monos. Anyone can tell us dinim monos. Ve'in hakol kesherim lo don dinim farshim. Ela kohanim l'din yisraelim hamasim l'kuna. When it comes to dinim monos, even a mamzer. Even a mamzer can pass continuing minus when it comes to a din nefashos. You have to be roy. Is an amazing halacha.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be roy to my mamzer. Is not kosher to you got to be a miyuchas. Someone that's miyuchas that's roy to marry a kohen. By the mar, din minus me binan drisha chakim. The mar is actually din minus. So it says din minus. You need drisha the chakira. Echa. How does the mission start? Echa din minus. Echa din nefashos. Mishpat really, the first of Nisan, b'shmita in shmita. Okay, uboi. The witnesses come over and they say, "Heyach atem idim al shtar ze." How can you testify? V'halabim ploni imano yisim b'makom achel. Idim zaimim. You're in another place. So what is halacha? That is a chakir. That's a drisha. That is a stira in time and place.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, this mamish a drisha. Kosher, it's a kosher star. The aid of kisherin. Why? Chayishin and Shema icharuhu v'uchesavuhu. It was postdated. The loan really took place, and they signed the date postdating. In other words, you can't come to the lekuchos until a later point in time. You're coming to make the lekuchos. But the is al kedaitach b'ina and v'risha v'chakida hechi chayishin and hakel v'chayish Shema icharu. Probably telling me that you require drish v'chakiros, so then it's impossible. That's a stira to the whole concept of drish v'chakira. Yeah, I have a stira. So the Mara says, why are you asking me a kasha from the Braisa? You want to ask a kasha from the Mishnah? Ask a kasha from another Mishnah. Uli tamech, you want to ask this question? Tikshilach masnisan. What is it in the Mishnah? Shtar chayv hamuktamim pesulim. It's a perish Mishnah. Shtar chayv that's muktam is possible if it's predated. Why? Because then you're going to seize from the lekuchos when there's a default in the loan. Shleiked in v'yahame ucharim kisherin. In fact, the Gemara v'yisal kadaita. You want to think of if you require dishu v'akiva. If you require dishu v'akiva muchadim amai kisherin. Why are post stated shtarois kosher? But in order for drisha, by definition, means it has to be the exact date in order that we can say imanu hayisem.
And therefore,
going now on a second, question. So therefore, the question over here is
asked from this Mishnah.
Asked in this Mishnah, and the one like Kasha and Kasha, that if I mean they come in the mercy, you're right. We could have asked from this Mishnah. The reason the Brisa is even better. The Brisa is a stronger Kasha. Why? Because the Brisa is the Shemitah. And the star is there the first day of Nisan. How many months do you have left until the end of Shemitah? 6 months. It's the first year of Shemitah. When is Shemitah Mishamit? At the end. So who in the right mind would lend money in the middle of Shemitah year? Who would do that? Who would lend money? If you lend money, you don't lend money in the you only have 6 months left. The guy will never pay, and then it's lost. I guess this was going before the Zan of Prisma. Prisma came at a later point in time. So who is so foolish? Obviously, if the shtar is dated on the first day of Nisan, in a year of Shemitah, and the witnesses say, how could you have testified that the loan took place on this date, on Imanu HaYisem? Obviously, this shtar is a forge. Because besides the fact that you weren't present on this day, no one would lend money in a year of Shemitah when there are only 6 months left to go until Shemitah's Mishanit. Da'afilu bi'echad b'nisan b'shemitah d'leshchichi inshei d'moyt. He would not lend money. The lekel lememu, you can't say shema ich. There's a very weak svar to say that it was post-stated because it's not as long as you lend money. And v'ches, it's not likely you told them write and delay the date and write it. Delay moral the shtar because then you're going to ruin the shtar because no one writes the shtar in this time. Yet, afilu hachi doesn't matter. 6 months, plenty of time. Afilu hachi came in the shvi'a sefer of Mishametes.
Additional chiddush that we did not have from the Mishnah.
So different, right. So different, there's more of a reason to say the shtar is a fake.
And still
it's kosher. And therefore, mechashrinan. So the kolachim kosher. So therefore, back to the question. Therefore, the question comes back. Therefore, the question has been reinstated. Therefore, inechadam, you are correct. We could have asked from the Mishnah. We chose to ask from the Braisa, and the Braisa says that it's kosher. But our Mishnah says you require drisha. If you require drisha, then it will be possible. So I have a stira. So the Gemara is going to answer four answers. Charpash. On the Shetavis score, the four different Amorayim are going to give the answer. Four different answers. Answer number one. Amar v'chanina. The first answer of the Ches, the Chanina. What does he say? Dov devar Torah echad yilim of the Falshas b'dishav echad yilim. You're right. Shenemar, it says, mishpat echad yilochem. You're right. The answer is, one is a din d'raisa, that is the Mishnah, and the other b'raisa in the Mishnah is a din d'rabbanon. Rabbanon have a koyach to be oiker dov in a Torah b'shevi al ta'ase. So Mordei Gemara, because this Gemara is telling you, you say that Shevi al ta'ase, you hear this? This is incredible. It's kedai to come just for this tonight. What Shevi Al Tase? Don't take a little bit of an Shevi Al Tase is also Dayanim. Don't ask too many questions. There's a whole different. Oh, but if you don't ask any questions, it could very well be the whole case over here is a fake. Doesn't matter. Murti Kazakh. It's not just Shevi Al Tase and don't take a little bit on Shabbos. Shevi Al Tase is Dayan. Be quiet. Don't ask too many questions. Don't go slug up the case. Because if you're going to make too many questions, then you'll always find problems.
You'll always find it's not that the labor can win, and the lenders won't want to lend.
If that's the case, we have a halacha that if a dayan makes a mistake,
right,
a dayan has to pay
right
out of pocket. It's not fair. If you're not letting the dayan ask all the questions, right, the dayan's going to have no choice but to say,
right,
chayif.
Right.
And then they're going to discover it was a fake, and right, therefore you make the dayan can say, listen, if you would have allowed me to ask right all the questions, I would have discovered that it's a fake. So now that you're holding me back, I have to now go and pay for the mistake? It's not my fault it's a mistake. The Gemara says, no, kol shekein shetinel delis b'fnitlan, because if that's going to be the case, if you're going to say that they have to pay, the dayanim do not have to pay, if they make a mistake, they don't have to pay, no one's going to want to lend money. Because what's going to happen? Because the dayan, the lawyer is not going to pay,
right,
and the dayan's not going to pay. So therefore, I'm not going to go there. Therefore, it has to be a balance. Everything in life is always the balance.
Yeah.
The balance Shickle is the dayanim have to pay, but they're not going to ask too many questions. It has to be a very delicate balance. That's the whole life. The whole life is Olam is Gesher Tsar Me'oid V'ho'ikor Sheloi L'fachid Oid. Who says that? Rav Nachman Mibreslov. He has all the best lines of Nachman Mibreslov. He has that line also of Afilu Behastar Shebesecha Astara, that famous song. That's him. Rav Nachman Mibreslov, he has all the Kishmak lines.
So we say we should not ask too many questions to cause a situation where the Malva will lose. But
right,
you can ask a lot of questions from the Leiva. The Leiva, you could ask a lot of questions because that's...
No, even the Leiva also. Once you start asking questions, you're going to trip up. You're going to make right a mistake. And therefore, you're going to cause, you're not going to be able to compel. Therefore, the best thing is, don't ask, don't tell. This is the yisur. No, it's mamash. This is the yisur of life. It's in halacha, in ishus. All the mamzerus, you apply this in the ishus, it's mizaneh. It's a murder to chiddush in Allah. If you don't appreciate this, kashrus, what you don't know is good for you. And people
ignorance is bliss.
It's really, and it has toikif and halacha.
Whole world is narrow bridge. Yeah.
It has toikif and halacha. People who don't, people charedim, they don't like this idea. They want everything to be legit. In a chanami, avada. But halacha doesn't always work like that. It's a very interesting idea. So now we go to answer number two. Remember, this is Harpash. Now to Reish. Rava Amar Masnisa Nocha B'Niknasas. Oh, very simple answer. Our Mishnah when it is the Drishais. That's Knasais. Knasais, you have to have Drishais. The Idach. But the Mishnah over there that says there is no Drisha V'Chaki that's going where? Behoidois vehalvois.
Same because of Shleptinal Bells.
Right. The Papa Baba says, Idividi behoidois vehalvois. No, can be din Miroime, can be din Shinamiroime. Suspicious. That is in a smell.
Ramos.
Something is Ramos, male than the Deutsch Chayke. They don't smell, everything is good and fine, then they're quiet. Kedesh Lakish, Kedesh Lakish, Kedesh Lakish, Kedesh Lakish Rame. He posed the following contradiction. Ksiv, one place is with Sedek Tishra Misech. Ksiv says, Sedek Sedek Tedeif. So one says a double tzedek. What's a double tzedek? A drisha v'chakira. One tzedek is only chakira. That's the Gemudashans.
Okay,
so kam b'din mireime, kam b'din shen mireime. If it's b'din mireime, then it's tzedek.
Right.
When it's not mireime, then it's only one tzedek. Now we come to the last, Ravashi, the one who wrote the Gemara. He has also an answer. Ravashi Amar, Masnisan, look, he put himself last. Ravashi, he wrote the Gemara, he put himself last.
With the shin, did he use the Aleph? He used the shin, Charpash.
Charpash, because that's the main syllable. And he has four answers. And in humility, it's oichad a limud musar.
Achron achron chaviv.
So the limud musar is that you let the says Gemara, you let your chaverim speak first. See, you learn the Gemara, a shtickle musar in the Gemara over here. Rav Arash Yamar Masnisan kiddushanin, like we answered the Mishnayis. No, we gave really, the other answer very good. We gave a very nice answer to the Mishnayis. Those are all good answers. One is Knas, one's not Knas, one is Mereme, what's not Mereme. One is Daraisa, one is Mirabanan, but the Kroy, as far as the Pesukim, Tzedek, and Tzedek, and only one Tzedek, I have a different Mishan in the Pesasek, but Kroy, Echol Ladin, V'Echol L'Pshara. Oh, when it says in the Pesuk, Tzedek, and this is a very short Gemara, what it means exactly, you should do Tzedek when it comes to Din, and you should also do Tzedek when it comes to Pshara. So Murtik is that because this is Mamash Yalach L'Maisa, because Bezvan has said there is no such thing as Din. Okay, all the Batei Dinim as Mizmana said do not operate anymore with Din because no one knows Din.
Right.
There's no one alive today can say that they know what Din is. And everything today Mizmana said is Pshara Karav L'Din. In other words, you start with Din,
right.
and you go, you have Din, and you have lawyers, and you have Talmid Yecham, they go and they Dere Azoy and Azoy. L'Chayra, this should be the Halacha,
right.
But we can't be certain. So we're going to make a Pshara based upon what appear the Din appears. It appears that you're right. And he's wrong. So we're going to make up Pshara 80-20. 80-20. When you do Pshara,
right.
It has to be Tzedek. Got it?
Right.
Lumaris, Kroy, Echa, Ledin, Viecha, Lepshara, Kidit, Tanya. What's in the right
side? How do we answer the Stira?
So, the Stira already answered. The Pasuk.
When the Pasuk. Actually, I've answered the Stira.
The Pasuk, Tzedek is introducing to you Pshara. The first Pasuk is only discussing Din.
Right.
The pasuk that says Tzedek want is only discussing Din. The second pasuk that says Tzedek discussing Din and is discussing Pshara. Okay? Echad v'echad l'pshara. The Gemara tells the Braisa. Tzedek tirdof echad v'echad l'pshara. Ketzah. Here's an example. Shnei sunyas ayvres. Benar. Here's an example of Pshara. What's the example of Pshara? There are two boats piercing in the river. Upag guzebezeh. Eim ayveres.
Shalom
aleichem.
Crash.
Eim ayveres. Who goes first? Okay, who goes first? Immigration, they both go at the same time. Shem, Tybos, when they're going, the moment the question, they're going to sink. If Bezach Hazesh, Shem, Ibezach Hazesh, Shem, Ibas. If one goes after the other, then they're most smart. The question is, who goes first now? Okay, that's Rosh Hashanah. Mamash is reminding us Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Elul, Gemalim, Space, Choron, is Kedakoras, Rei Edrei. One of the opinions is like the sheep, they go one at a time. Upaga zebizeh. Imalu, shneim, 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 they're going to fall off the cliff. What do you go do? So into the Moses to Una, Shaina to Una. Another example. To Una, Vishaina to Una. So the Moses, here's the answer.
It's
not
the difference
if
they loaded up.
It's not the halacha lemaisa. You're going in the bus. There's a bus in front of you, and if you want, the bus wants to go into the lane, and you don't, and you really can go first. And there's no right of way here. Going in the matzah where it's discretion. It's not a shy love. Right. No left turn, right turn, whatever. So should you let the bus go first, or should you be aggressive and say, who cares about the city? The city. Mamish is this is yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. It's a tzibur. It's a tuuna. The bus is tuuna with people, and you're teina tuuna. You only have yourself in the car or one person in the car. There's no shaila. This is mamish a ferish gemara. The bus goes before the private car. Tuuna v'shein tuuna now. So tidocha tuuna 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 v'shein tuuna tidocha shein tuuna shemidne tuuna. Kroiv now kroiv means. You just left the city, so you're not tired yet. Kroivo means I've only been traveling 20 miles. The guy on the side next to me has been traveling 500 miles. Mm-hmm. He's dead tired. He's been traveling already the whole night. To Kroivo, Shani Kroivo, Tidocha Kroivo, if I'm only starting out now, I'm carved where I came from, the person who's been on the road for a very, very long time. Okay, so therefore, that's called, that's one example. That's an example. This is called Pshar. What was this example over here? This is.
Yeah. Pshar.
This Pshar also?
Yeah.
This is what Rashi doesn't say.
The Oscar says. Ad kanjur is a din. Hatat tefarish habaisim mosai aisim pshar.
Oh, so until it was din. So until now it was din. Okay, so the two and two that's halacha. Now we go to Pshara. What about Pshara? How you shame Kurivas? Let's say they're exactly the same location. They came from the same location. Oh, shame Kurivas. Then Hatel Pshara Benehem. And what is the Pshara? It means they should come to an agreement. But what's the Pshara? Here's the Tzedek. Umaloi Socher Zo Luso. The one that goes second should be paid for his efforts. Give a tip. That's called Pshara. Give a tip. Pshara is really I have just the same right to go like you. If I'm going to be so kind and let you go first, it's only proper that you should give me a tip. You should give me a few bucks in order to show that I let you go first. That's what the Gemara calls, and that's a dogma of Pshara. It's very interesting. That's called tzedek. That is an example called tzedek. When you make up Pshara, it doesn't mean like I told you the one case. I told the cases where you have them to have a shaila, they're finding it out, 80-20. That's not the case. The case is where there is no solution. There is no, we're both over here at the crossroads, we both came at the same exact time, who should go first? So what do? So we should speak to each other as a civil, like civil human beings, and one should we let the other one go, and their hair is the one that lets the other one go, should pay the one that's going second. Weiter. Tarabanan, tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, halech, what does it mean, tzedek? Halech achabezin yofe. You should go to the best. Just like you like the best food, the best clothing, you like the best everything.
This maximum we were talking about before.
What?
The guy says this way. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right.
You go to a bez and yofe, to a bez that's yofe. It's a very interesting word. What does it mean, yofe? Yofe is a very hard word to touch. How do you touch yofe? Yofe means everything is in proportion. The malchus of yofi, this is a very big sugya in Agoda. What is the touch of yofi? Of yofi. Yofi means every object has many different characteristics. All of the characteristics have to be in proportion to each other. That's called yofi. Memele, what's the bezin yofi? It's a merdik shot. It doesn't mean if you have a bezin, this bezin is all Yasha's bezin. Who's sitting there on the rest of the people over there? Sha'ar Yerakos. People don't even know the Alephes. Is that called the bezin yofi? Because the Rosh bezin is all Yasha? That's not bezin yofi. A bezin yofi is where everyone in the bezdin is chashuv, and they all interact with one another in a way where it elevates the status of the psak halacha. It's a very powerful insight here. What it means yofi. The Gemara gives examples. Achar Rabbi Eliezer lulud. Rabbi go to Eliezer lulud. Yavi achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai livroch. His name's livroch. His name of a place. Tano Kol Rechaim beburni. If you go to the city called Burni, and you hear them, you hear the sound of a mill, there's a simon, Shavua Haben, that means that tomorrow or today is a bris milah. A bris milah is called Shavua Haben, it means or it comes after the seventh day of the baby, why couldn't they just make an announcement? Because you're not allowed to announce for bris milah. Remember that halacha? So mainly you make a simen, or it means a shmad. If they found out that there is the goyim find the bris milah, they're going to kill everyone. So therefore, they have a secret code, vaita. Or haner bibiror chayil, name of a place that they see candles being lit. Mishdeshah means a chasana, a chatuna. Is a wedding taking place? Why can't they go and make an announcement? Because shmad. Torah banan tzedek tzedek tirdayf halicha chacham li yeshiva. Go to the chacham li yeshiva. Would you go to yeshiva? Which yeshiva?
Problem was to the hegman tchila. That was the problem over there.
Hegman tibul hegman tchila. Right. Very good. Torah banan tzedek tzedek tirdayf halicha chacham li yeshiva. Go to yeshiva. Go after the chacham li yeshiva. In other words, whatever yeshiva is, you go to yeshiva. Gavul nusach. I like this nusach. Halich acham li yeshiva. Another nusach to write down the gemara. I like this yeshiva. Yeshiva means a makom with tamil chamis together and they learn Torah. Torah. Achar Rabbi Eliezer Lilud. Achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Livror, name of a place. Livror Chayil. Achar Rabbi Yeshua Lipiki, name of a place. Achar Lili Yavne. Achar Rabbi Akiva Libne Brak. Rabbi Akiva, you hear this gemara? When you go to Bnei Brak, you go into the makom Rabbi Akiva. Isn't that a Mordechai site? When you go to Bnei Brak, you have to remember you're coming out to the makom. Rabbi Akiva. So Gvalda can say Stam Bnei Brak. Depreciate. Bnei Brak, this is Rabbi Akiva.
They walk these streets.
Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw Rabbi Akiva and he said, Tanuch Daitcha, Rabbi Akiva, give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva, he saw Halacha Mer Sinai. This is Torah. You go into the Malkum of Rabbi Akiva when you go to Bnei Brak now to Israel. I have to remember this Gemara. Bnei Brak, Ach, Rabbi Masya, Liraimi, you have to go to Rabbi Masya, Tiraimi. When you go to Rome, you go to the Vatican, who are you going to? When you go to the Vatican, who are you going to? Of Masya. Before you go to Rome, if you ever have to stop off in Rome, you take out your smartphone, look at every sugya that Rav Masya said chiddush. Okay, if you're ever traveling on an airplane and you stop off in Rome because whatever reason is, let's say they start, we have to make an emergency landing in Rome for good reasons. For whatever reason, so you take out your smartphone and you go into Safari and you type Rav Masya and you should chaz every sugya from Rav Masya because achar Rav Masya l'roimi. I'm telling you, that's what you have to have. You have to live a tertical life. This is how you live. This is the real life.
You shouldn't be on the plane in the first place.
Achar, why not? You go for good things. Achar, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion l'sichne. Achar, Rabbi Yisrael l'tzipayrei. Achar, Rabbi Gudim ben Beser l'netziven. Achar, Rabbi Yeshua l'goyla. When you go into Goyla, who's Goyla? Goyla, I think it's Bavel. It says right.
Pumbedisa.
You go into Rabbi Yeshua. Achar, Rabbi Lebeis Shorim. Go to Rabbi Lebeis Shorim. Achar, Cham l'shas agos. When you go to Cham, l'cham. Lelishka sagozis, there in the lishka gozis. Vaita. So we start with the chum. It was interesting. We start with the chum in yeshiva. We start with the chum yeshiva, and then we conclude with the chum lishka sagozis. Vaita. Dine mimoinois payachas. You have to start with the zuchus. What is the zuchus you start with?
Hey, I mean,
so what's the zuchus? The nefasha is only zuchus. So what's the zuchus you start off with when it comes to dine nefasha? What does that mean? You start off by dine nefasha with the zuchus. Hey, Chaminan. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Lu. Mi yemar kiddukah amrita. You scare them. The witnesses say, who says you're telling us the truth? Maybe a bunch of liars. Can you imagine? That's how you talk to witnesses. You're a bunch of liars. Amaleu lavahach chasminan luhu. If you talk and say that to them, you're going to scare them. If the Bezin says you're a bunch of liars, they think you're a makubal and they can read your forehead and they can read. And they say, oh, you're a chayte. You do these averus. You know, you nifu. You think you silence them. So the witnesses gazon to hate v'lichsamu. So in Echanam, if they want to keep their mouth shut, because on the hate. Miloy Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Masina, Esraidim, Mimakam, Lomakam, Kadesh, Titar, Ef Daitim, Vyachsu, Vimachen. We make them tired. We take them from place to place in order to tire them, and they'll admit that they'll confess. We wear them down. The Gemara is, how can
you... The doctor's office, you go from one room to the other room.
They wear you down. The Gemara is, me dummy, how can you go, and how can you go in the case of that case, in the case of Yehosim, and Melukam, and Midchudi, you're not scaring them, you're just making them tired. If they confess, they confess. Here, you're actually making an accusation. You're saying to them, you're a bunch of liars. So therefore, it's the Imam, you do these two strict.
Yadayim.
So the Gemara is, how can you go in the case of Yehosim, you're right, we don't say that to your liars. We say them, Yeshua, Eidim, Lazim, we say to the litigant, the Baldin, there are two witnesses of you. Maybe you have witnesses to say you might know who you said. The Gemara says, how could you the Bezin say that? Because they'll kill the witnesses then, because maybe Taka will find two witnesses, Imanu Hayisem, and they're killing them. It's a zchus to the Baldin, Shehi Chayvasa Shalzei, where you want to save this guy, and in exchange, you'll kill two people. You're trying to go into a Mimoir Din. The Gemara says, Umi Avi Chayvasai. The Gemara says, Umi Havi Chayvasai, is it really a Chayvav? The Gemara says, no, it's not a Chayvav, because the only time they get killed is only if they Eidim Zayim after the Psak Din. Here we're looking for Eidim Zayim before the Psak Din. No, it's still a, because maybe they won't find the Eidim until after the Gemara Din. If the Baal Din will be quiet at the Migmar Dina, and then there'll be a delayed finding, and then we might see Eidim Umazim Luchavu Luchavas Shalzeh. They'll still kill him because they won't find the witness until a later point in time. And so therefore, back with the original kasha.
What are you suggesting?
We ask to have witnesses to contradict them. A contradiction, there's no one's getting killed. Therefore, that's the good thing.
There's no
kasha. He has another answer. In other words, he says, we have to leave to next time. This is a little bit of this means that we're out of time with that matter. Okay, you mean I'm going to Shabbos? All right, so I'm going to see you.